It's Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: TV, telco, and food breaches. Oh my. And technology solutions brokerage replacing what outdated term? This is the Business of Tech. The White House hosted that ransomware summit last week. The outcomes? An agreement on a shared response, pledging to make systems more resilient via policy measures, resources, clear governance structures, incident response procedures, and investing in worker training and private sector partnerships. There was a focus on tracking cryptocurrency too, finding ways to disrupt the business model and associated money laundering. And out of the Treasury Department, ransomware payments this year could top the entire past decade. From January to June of this year, ransomware transactions totaled about $590 million. Vice spoke with someone in the Office of Management and Budget, for those not in the know, the White House Budget Office, who have insight into the push towards a zero-trust architecture and the investment in phishing mitigations. Key here? An emphasis on personal identity verification cards, PIVS, and WebAuthN. This would push agencies to enforce phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication at the application layer for staff, contractors, and partners. Because the attacks are certainly getting bigger. Sinclair Broadcast Group had several television stations disrupted due to attacks, which included stations going off the air. That's not their first breach, too. They had another in July. Another group linked to Chinese interests has successfully compromised parts of the telecommunications network, per research released by CrowdStrike. This one allows access to subscriber information, call metadata, text messages, and other data. In Argentina, a hacker stole a government ID database for the entire population. It's now being sold online. Black Matter is going after U.S. critical infrastructure, including food and agriculture organizations, per a new alert from CISA, the FBI, and NSA. This on the heels of a similar alert on water and wastewater facilities. This new alert highlights the payouts between $80,000 and $15 million. Why do we care? This feels like just such a massive escalation. TV outages, whole countries of citizen data being disclosed, attacking food and water. It also feels like a slow march. Big picture. I've commented before about using stronger language to communicate on these threats. I've also commented about putting these threats into the competitive analysis framework for your customers. So, combining them. Everything I just described above is a briefing on the state of the competition. Criminal elements are targeting disruption of operation of businesses across multiple industries, including and not limited to extortion for both data and downtime. On the positive side, it does appear there will be some changes to come in the way these issues are regulated. Words matter, so I wanted to cover this one. Since the events of last summer, there's been a debate among technology providers and vendors around changing the phrase master agent, which refers to contract and sales enablement offerings. The phrase has become increasingly uncomfortable. The Exposure, Inclusion, and Diversity Council has been brokering a conversation around this, and several firms, including TBI, AppSmart, Intellisys, Avant, and TCG, have decided to go with Technology Solutions Brokerage, with support from the council. Comcast, T-Mobile, Five9, and NICE inContact have also announced they'll support the change. Why do we care? The master agent concept is relevant for those who've been in the telco space. Technology Solutions Brokerage is certainly a better phrase. I don't have a strong opinion on what it should be, besides the fact that I do agree the old nomenclature should be retired. Those going to the upcoming Channel Partners Expo should pay particularly attention to the new phrasing. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero-trust, default-deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple-to-deploy, and easy-to-manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default-deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. Remember, Killing It Live, if you're before noon Eastern on the 20th, you can catch us live or catch the recording. KillingItLive.com for that extra fourth topic. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.